This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Brad Doyle is joining us. He is from Wiener, Arkansas, and serves as vice president of the American Soybean Association. Brad, conservation efforts and how you incorporate those into your operation are important, and so much so for anyone who grows soybeans as well.
So absolutely. I'm kind of in an area historically has grown rice and soybean in rotation. We're extremely flat. A lot of tillage is common practice with very little to no cover crops. There's no livestock in my area, so that may have been one of the driving forces. So we have an opportunity if we find species that work for our area to possibly start cover cropping. It will be new to many farmers, and so we're doing all the research we can to try to provide them with the best information and practices that will work on their farm.
So in the instance of cover crops, what are the advantages for that producer out there to plant a cover crop?
So in my area in particular, we have a lot of Palmer pigweed, glyphosate resistant, hard to control. If we can show the farmer that we plant a cover crop and reduce his reliance on herbicides, we're still going to rely on herbicides, pre-emerge and post. But if we can choke out that mare's tail or that pigweed, it would be a huge success for us. Not only the water-holding capacity of the soil, but just competition for weed management.
The importance of that for the whole industry, and it doesn't matter if you're in Arkansas, Kansas, wherever the case may be, to be able to get that maximum out of that soybean crop too.
Palmer pigweed is such an aggressive weed. It can cause heavy weed loss, but it's a big eyesore. You know, if you're renting land and you have a landlord that drives by and you've got pigweed blowing out of the top, he's really going to question whether you're the right farmer for that property.
And I'm sure you can talk to your fellow soybean producers. You'd probably have so many different stories on situations like that or other situations too.
This weed has been creeping up, but all of a sudden, the last couple of years, it's really exploded. We as farmers, we try to use what herbicide traits are available. So technology is very important for us, having the tools in our toolbox to help combat that. We have our own issues with some of those herbicides in Arkansas, the volatilization of some of them. We're learning a lot of how to use it. There's a lot of great education out there. Try to follow the label. It is the law, so that's what's important to us, is have successful, clean crop, highest yield potential.
That is Brad Doyle, who is from Wiener, Arkansas, and serves as vice president of the American Soybean Association. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.